despite what the weather's been doing to us for the last couple weeks, it is high school baseball season. Actually, games were scheduled last week. Not many, if any, got played, but hopefully that will change this week. Joining us right now is Scott McCloy in his third year as the head coach of the Harlem Huskies, one of the favorites in the Nick 10 this year. So I want to talk a little bit about what the Huskies got going this season. And again, Scott, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's just kind of start with the obvious questions. I mean, before I get into this, the team specifically, have you got a chance to get outside and practice at all this week?
Yesterday was our first time on a baseball field. We've been outside on our football turf, which we're lucky to have. Yesterday was our first time on a baseball field.
So that gives, I mean, with that turf field, apparently it gives a little bit of an advantage to others. I'm sure most other teams are stuck in the gym.
Yeah, it does give us an advantage just to help. You know, we were able to do a little bit of a scrimmage on Saturday, which totally helped.
Do you have games scheduled this week? And if so, are they going to be played?
I think we're going to have opening day today. We play at Fox Lake Grant, and I talked to their coach. They think their field's going to be ready, so we're scheduled today at 4:30.
Great. All right. Well, let's talk about the team then. As I said, coming in, I did send out a questionnaire to check all the coaches and see about their teams, and I also asked them to kind of make a prediction of the top four, top five, and the Huskies are right up there with Hanoniga as 1-2. How do you see this team right now this season, and kind of give me some of the top players you got?
Yeah, you know, we bring back a lot of senior leadership. We have five seniors who have been with us as starters for my 3 years as the coach. We have a total of 9 seniors on our team, so we're senior dominated. So with all that experience, and we should be sitting at the top of the conference, hoping competing with Hanoniga, Boylan, and the rest of them.
Who are some of the specific kids you're looking at that will be kind of the main contributors?
Well, you know, we bring back Eric Steiner as a 4-year starter, two-time all-conference. He was an all-conference hitter as a sophomore and an all-conference pitcher last year. He had a sub-1 ERA in the conference. Tim Hellinger is an all-conference first baseman coming back, cleanup hitter. You know, we have the other three seniors. David Glossy's our starting catcher. He's been a starting catcher for 3 years. So he's got a lot of experience back there. You know, he calls all his own pitches, which is tremendous for a high school catcher.
Yeah.
And then we bring back Jordan Anderson, who's one of our seniors, and those are the five guys that have been with me for 3 years.
Now, pitching, obviously, you mentioned about Steiner. That's obviously the key. What's your depth of pitching?
Yeah, see, the depth is what we're going to need to work on. We're going to have to rely on some seniors who haven't had varsity innings. You know, in my 10th year at Harlem, in my 10 years, this is probably the question mark for me for the first time at pitching because we don't know what juniors are going to be able to do. You know, they need to step up. They're going to get innings this week and next week during spring break and see which ones drive to the top.
Who'd you lose from last season, from graduation?
Seniors Gage Stein and Logan Burbach, who each pitched over 40 innings last year. We've been lucky the last couple of years. We've only had to rely on 4 to 5 pitchers, and they keep on relieving themselves. So we're going to have to go a little deeper than 4 and 5 this year.
Talk a little bit about the conference, too. I mean, like I said, Hanoniga is, by the general consensus, the co-favorite. But who else are we looking at?
Yeah, I mean, Hano, they had 3 freshman starters last year that were really good. And they also bring back a draft-eligible player with Statler. Mm-hmm. But Boylan's tough. We played them a lot in the summer. You know, they're always going to be tough. Still got North and Freeport. People, I think, are sleeping on Freeport a little bit. They're bringing back a lot of starters that have at some point started. And Coach Dasher over there does a great job. So in the Nick 10, anybody could beat anybody. Last year we struggled with both games against Jefferson. I know their record shows that. I think they were 1-2 games, but they were in the game with us until, the last couple innings. So it's baseball. You can lose on any given day.
Has that come down to the strategy of how you line up your pitching staffs and who pitches when more than anything
else?
Yeah,
it does. And, the Nick 10 made a change this last year. You know, we used to play all 9 teams one time and then go back through it around the second time. Mm-hmm. But the coaches voted, and we're playing a 2-game series. So we open up with Guilford, and then we go Freeport. So that's definitely going to change how coaches approach the games.
And that's basically, if I looked at the schedule right, it's basically you play a team, and then you more or less have a day in between, and then it's a home-and-home situation. So twice within 3, sometimes within 4 days. Why make that change, and how does that affect your coaching?
I think one of the main reasons is because, if you faced Hanoniga in early April and late May, we could face Statler twice. Now we're going to have to see pitching depth.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if you do that, you don't see the same pitcher. So when it comes to all conference, you'd be like, I never saw that kid or never had a chance to see him. This way we can see all the kids. And it's definitely going to test some people's pitching depth for sure. We have a stretch where we go Hanoniga, Boylan within 5, 6 days.
So do you like this change, or?
I love it. Yes, I love it. I think it's great for the Big Ten. It's great for baseball to see more than just, you know, saving your ace for the top teams. And it really will show what kind of depth each team has.
I remember back at the newspaper when we look at the all-conference teams and we would keep stats. And I'd always be amazing because you'd have a kid with like a 1.2 ERA, and yet he wouldn't make all-conference. But kind of the part of that was that kid's the one who would always pitch against the lesser teams, and your ace, who might have a 3 ERA, but he's always going up against the big dog. So there's always misleading stats because of the way that was structured.
Yeah, you know, my first year, we had Johnny Leeske, who ended up with like over a 4 ERA, but, you know, he always faced the top teams, and he still got drafted.
Right, yeah. With the weather situation, I know it's the same for everybody, and we're in the Midwest. We know this. This is nothing new. Late starts to seasons and all. I mean, like I said, there was games scheduled already last week for the most part. I don't think any of them got in. Maybe a couple soccer games, but for the most part, spring sports always suffer. With the games that you might have had scheduled, because they're non-conference, do you make those up, or do you kind of put a lot of games early, hoping you can get some in, and then if you do, you do it. If you don't, you don't.
Yeah, you know, you can schedule 35 in the IHSA. We had 34 in the schedule. We lost Stillman last week in Rochelle, and we picked this game up at Grant. So as we start canceling games, you know, all the IHSA coaches get together, especially in Northern Illinois, and email each other trying to pick up games. So today's game is a pickup, actually, because I knew we got canceled last week. And, you know, we got today, tomorrow we're going to host Jacobs. Thursday we're at Waubonsie Valley, and then we play 8 games next week over spring break.
How much does this hurt recruiting, being up in this knit? I mean, again, it's just nothing new, but being in the Midwest, because you get so fewer games in for kids to get a chance to showcase themselves more so than the southern states, or is the showcasing of talent no longer an issue during the high school season? All comes during the summer and all these other camps and things they can go to.
High school definitely matters. You know, at the end of the day, the talent's going to rise to the top, and if you're talented, they're going to find you. I mean, you know, like I said, Tyler Stadler's probably going to get drafted this year, and, you know, he's playing in Northern Illinois. And we have six seniors going to play college baseball next year. So, you know, between the travel and the high school season, you know, and getting the word out to the coaches, again, talent's going to be found by coaches.
Sure. All right, well, last question. For you guys, like I said, you've been picked as among the favorites. What's going to happen this year for you guys to win the Big Ten title?
We're going to have to outscore some people. I think, you know, for years we've been a pitching-dominant team, but this year we're strong. When our kids hit the weight room, we're going to be able to have to outscore people and have to have some junior pitchers step up and try to keep it, you know, a close game. Our goal is to score 5 runs a game. If we can score 5 runs a game, we feel confident that we can do pretty well.
All right. He's Scott McCloy in his third season with the Harlem Huskies, among the conference favorites for this year's baseball season. Getting to make their debut tonight. Look forward to that. Look forward to the conference season starting in a couple of weeks. Scott, thank you so much, and best of luck this season.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.